Well, welcome everybody to the almost forgotten but newly resurrected Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm your host, Kelly Pettigen, and I'm excited to have Travis Custer from Montezuma Land Conservancy spending his morning in the studio with me today. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing well, Kelly. Thanks.
Great to hear. So, Travis, you are the new executive director over at MLC. Can you talk to us a little bit about the role of MLC here in the county and what you're going to be doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. I took over the director's role in October of 2017 after John Lee Woods stepped down. And MLC is coming into its 20th year this year, so it's a really exciting time for us. We've been protecting land in conservation easements in Montezuma County and Dolores County and western San Miguel County since 1998. And we currently hold about 88 easements protecting around 45,000 acres.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And so for the average resident of Montezuma County, how is MLC benefiting them?
Well, that's a really good question. I think in a place like Colorado where we really appreciate our open space. We really appreciate the environment. We appreciate agriculture and what it means to be in a rural community. Sometimes we also, I think, take for granted how fragile that landscape is. When we protect private farms and ranches, the whole community really benefits. We maintain open space, views, wildlife habitat, agricultural land, and really protects a lot of the values that we come to a rural community for.
And what do you see right now as some of the biggest threats locally to our land?
Well, Colorado in general, you know, we lose about 690 acres a day to agricultural development. And so, again, you know, we have this landscape that we all appreciate for various reasons. We don't realize how quickly that can change and go away. 20 years that MLC has been an organization, Colorado loses all of that land that we've protected about every 65 days or so. And so it's really important that as a community we focus on protecting these lands so that our landscape doesn't change, because it's typically in hindsight that we turn around and realize we had done something different.
On that note, what do you see as some of the biggest accomplishments that MLC has done for this county and this area?
Well, I think MLC has always been a strong player and partner with our landowners, you know, and helping to maintain our rural community and some of the values we hold. And then as of late, we've also started to expand our scope into more education, youth programming, adult programming, because we really see the connection between not only protecting land, but also helping to build a culture in our community that values land and values our rural lifestyle and does work to protect it.
So I think there is an example of that at Fozzie's Farm. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on over there at Fozzie's Farm?
Absolutely, yeah. The Land Conservancy was graciously donated a 83-acre farm, and it's slated to be used as an education center for public outreach. So last year alone, we had around 350 kids and over 120 adults out to Fozzie's, and we are working to put up some buildings that will act as classroom spaces. And the whole intention of Fozzie's is really to be an asset to the community for other organizations, like I said, for youth and adult programming, around getting people outside and exposing people to ecology and land conservation, because we want to build that ethic so that in the future youth have opportunities and experiences that drive them to want to conserve and protect land.
So then where do you see Fozzie's Farm in 10 years and 20 years? Like, what are you building towards?
We really see it being a statewide and national example of how a community can come together to bring in multiple partners and work together to create a hub for education and engagement for the community around land and ecology. And, you know, we really hope to see other land trusts around the country kind of look to MLC as an example and look to Montezuma County as an example of what can be done when a community comes together around a common need like that.
So is something like Fozzie's Farm fairly unique to the Land Conservancy model?
It is in some ways. I mean, nationally, land trusts are realizing that if we're going to be responsible for protecting these easements into perpetuity, we also need to be responsible for making decisions now that promote a conservation ethic that drives us into the future. You know, a lot of land trusts are working to increase their scope in education and outreach, but I think what MLC is doing, again, is very much a national example of something very unique, and our community should be pretty proud of it.
Yeah, that is exciting for our small little area here. You had mentioned a little bit that you are trying to tie in with other organizations, because there are other groups here that are working with kids and with agriculture, like School to Farm and like some other programs in the schools. How are you tying in with those groups?
Well, some of our partners have participated directly in the design of FOSSES, kind of giving us feedback on how to bring in their needs into the education center and their programming. FOSSES will eventually be a place where they can host programming, workshops and things of that nature. And then also, folks are probably aware of the Montezuma Inspire Coalition and the work that has happened around that project and the money that that's brought into our community. So that's really a good example of MLC participating with our partners around shared goals.
And on a personal note, Travis, like, what drew you to land conservation? Like, why is it important to you?
That's a big one. I've spent my whole life connected to land in some fashion or another, and it's driven a lot of my passions and a lot of my love and sense of place, and it's something that I want to be a part of passing on to other people, and it's a responsibility that I have to my community and my family. And I grew up camping and hunting and fishing and just being outdoors and being involved in things, and I've always found the outdoors to be a very nurturing part of my life, and I want to see other people have that opportunity as well in the future.
And what's special about Montezuma County?
I think something that's fantastic about our community is the collaboration. We live in a community that's not terribly rich in its resources, but what it is really rich in is passionate people who share visions and want to see this place grow and succeed into the future. And that's something that money can't buy.
Well, Travis, thanks so much for joining me today on the Big Fat Farm Show and dropping some knowledge about MLC. This is Kelly Pettigen. Thanks, everyone out there, for listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, and hopefully we'll see you soon.